John, raining most of the day. I think if you'd asked Kent last November, they would have put you in today, wouldn't they?
The idea that there'd be a toss wasn't really in my mind today. We prepared as if either thing could happen, but knowing really that we'd be batting first.
Yeah. I think in these conditions, quite warm as well, quite humid, that it was going to be a juicy pitch.
Yeah, a little bit muggy. And as you say, a bit of moisture around from the rain through the day. So it was always going to be tricky against the new ball. Hasn't gone great for us. Four down overnight. Probably could have been worse if we're honest. There's some decent balls being bowled, particularly in that last half hour. So not an ideal position. It'd be nice to have had the opportunity to maybe win the toss and bowl first, but that's not the way the game is at the moment.
I know last week you said you'd be glad to see the back end of this campaign, or you know, this experiment of allowing the away team to put the home team in, particularly when three of your final four matches are in autumn in Chester Street.
Yeah, I think in the northeast it presents a especially difficult problem. 10:30 starts can be difficult. I know we haven't had a 10:30 start today, but it would still have been decent bowling conditions whatever happened first thing this morning. So I think we know that we're going to be batting first. We know we'll probably be batting first next week against, or 2 weeks time against Sussex as well. It's more than likely. So not ideal, and I say it would be nice if our bowlers actually at least had a 50-50 chance of getting first crack at it, but it's the way it is for this season, and we'll see what happens after that.
There's not just a bit of seam movement out there, there's a lot of bounce in this wicket as well. I mean, from where we're sitting, you've seen two catches go flying off to the slip cord, and I think two more have gone through there and been put down.
There's a bit of pace and bounce. I think last week's wicket had a bit of pace and bounce as well, which was a good thing. We don't mind seeing a bit of pace and bounce. It encourages all the bowlers and it encourages decent batting as well. So that's a good thing. Better to see that than slow, low pitches all the time. But it's with the autumnal conditions, the sideways movement in addition to that can make it tricky.
You lost Tom Latham for 8, but you seem to recover from that in difficult circumstances, doing all right. Then when Keaton Jennings went 3 quick wickets, particularly the loss of Paul Collingwood just before the end as well, made things just that little bit more difficult for you.
Yeah, particularly good bowling, I thought, in the last half hour. Milne, who bowled a decent first spell, but really got it swinging in his second spell. It was swinging away from the right-handers quite a lot and quite late, so that made it tough. That didn't help the situation. And he bowled it well, so we've got to give a little bit of credit there to Kent. But, it would be nice if we'd only been maybe one or two down.
Finally, I think the weather's going to improve tonight. It's quite sunny now, actually, and I'm not sure that any rain's forecasted. Are you expecting conditions to change on day two and be a bit more favourable from a bowling/batting point of view? Bit easier for the batsman or not?
I think the first hour will be quite tricky still with the 10:30 start. I think that'll still be quite tough. And the ball, although it's 30 overs old, it seems to be in pretty good nick because we haven't hit it very far so far. So it won't be easy for the first hour. If we could get through that, then I think there's probably a chance that this won't be a bad pitch to be batting on because, as you say, it's got good pace and bounce, so it'll come onto the bat quite nicely. So there will be opportunity to play some shots. But while there's sideways movement, it's always going to be tricky.